Here's a thought I'll title, Never to Be Seen. One of the realities I cringe to admit is that I know that the vast majority of my work will never be seen by anyone, ever. They'll remain locked on my hard drive, in my Lightroom catalog. I'll enjoy them, but no one else will. And I not only cringe with the reality of that, but I also cringe to admit that I know that this is silly, somewhat narcissistic, and thoroughly impractical. We all have images that we treasure, and if everyone has a set of images that they treasure, why would they care about mine? The truth of photography and of being a fine art photographic artist is that we are our own audience. We're the only audience we can ever guarantee. And that's true for each and every one of us. More than that, I think that each one of us for ourselves is probably the most important audience we should ever care about. Waiting for validation for our feelings, which is what our photographs really are, waiting for validation from someone else is futile and probably leads to nowhere but tremendous dissatisfaction when other people aren't as passionate about your work as you are. Nonetheless, we all do care about audience to some degree. I don't know any photographers who do their work and never show it to anybody. Maybe they just show it to their family, to their friends, to their photo peers in their local photo group. Maybe they never care about having a website or a gallery exhibition or a book or to be published in a magazine. There are photographers who do photography for nothing other than the thrill of doing it. But those are pretty rare. Most photographers I know seem to value an audience of one kind or another for one purpose or another. And if that's the case with you, as it is with me, then doesn't it make sense that we should define who that audience is and what specific actions we're going to take to put our work in front of them, to seduce them into wanting to see more, to a strategy that shares our work successfully, that meets our satisfaction for whatever purpose we have in sharing our work? The idea that we produce work never to be seen can either be a sad commentary on our life's work, or it can be a motivation to bring forth action that ensures that some of our work does get seen. I've often thought that maybe the best and healthiest way to think about this is as a percentage. Take all the moments, the minutes, the hours, the days that you have available for your creative photography. What percentage of that time are you willing to dedicate towards finding an audience so that your work can be seen? I interviewed a photographer years ago who was very successful commercially, and he told me that he spends 90% of his time marketing and fulfilling orders, and 10% of his time out photographing and being creative. He was incredibly successful because of that consistent long-term effort. And it worked for him. Wouldn't work for me. I don't want to spend 90% of my time marketing. But I also recognize that if I spend 0% of my time, what I'll end up with is a lot of work never to be seen. So a certain dedication to defining and finding and connecting with them would seem to be appropriate. Do you want to spend 10% of your time? And what does that turn out to be? Is that an hour a month you're going to put into your website and into a newsletter and into submitting your work for publication in magazines, etc.? Or is it 15 minutes a month? Or maybe it's 25% of your time? Whatever it is, I think it's important to define that number and then put together a schedule, a plan, so that that number becomes a reality. Because the alternative is the vast majority of your work will never be seen. And I put my faith in the you that has decided at the moment you click the shutter that this was worth capturing, worth making a photograph out of. I believe those decisions you made are probably correct. but I won't know until I see your work. And if your work remains locked up in your hard drive, and you are the only audience, in some regard I could say you're depriving the rest of us of the joy of seeing what you've done. And isn't that a shame?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.